The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show, the WrestleMania edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan, host and moderator, Mr. William D. Morgan. Let me give you the number to dial into the show, 706-993-4606. That number again, 706-993-4606. Hit us up on Facebook on the Wrestling Call-In Show. Find us at Wrestling Call and on Twitter. Any email correspondence, twcis999@gmail.com. You may head on to the phone lines. First of all, I'm bringing up my co-host, Rage. Rage, how you doing, man?
I'm good. It's Mania Sunday, and, you know, I'm just waiting for this to just get started already, because the suspense of expecting the worst is killing me.
Hopefully it won't be the worst. Let me also head over to the line number two, bringing longtime caller and co-host of The Rant. Tony C., how you doing, man?
Top of the morning to you guys on game day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. How you guys been doing this week? Everything going okay for you guys?
It's going peachy. Especially go great if I get the result I want.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
You're not going to infect the airwaves with your kiss-assness.
Rage is not this Sunday. Kiss ass is fan. It's fandom, okay? There's a difference.
Oh my goodness. All right, guys. Real quick, this is our time. I know WWE doesn't like to refer to Mania as just as a Super Bowl, but in a way, it is.
Wait, I think we're not. I don't think we're being heard on the website.
Uh-oh, we're having technical difficulties.
I think we're having technical difficulties.
Because it shows that I am...
I think we got to get off the air, because I think we're not on the website.
Let me double check. See if I can hear.
Because it shows here on the website in the player I'm here, but for, I guess there's no sound going through.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, we got some technical issues going on here.
Well, you guys can solve them. I'll call back. I'll listen. And once you pick back up.
Hold on 1 second here. Wasn't expecting any of this to happen. I got all these notes here ready to go. I do. Got these notes ready to go, and man, let's try this real quick. Let me disconnect. Back in here.
Yeah, Double A says he's getting some dead air, and
it kicked me back with an invalid username and password. Double A, hit him up on Skype as well.
All right, he just took us off there, so he's working on it right now.
We'll keep this going for the recorded name, for the recorded version. People can download and do whatever. First thing first, I guess we'll real very quickly, since we're leading up to the day. What did you guys think about WWE programming for the week?
Very Super Bowl like. It did. It felt very Super Bowl like, especially with the whole of the WrestleMania today, which sounds eerily similar to another pregame show that I frequent during the fall season.
Okay. There you go.
Hold it. I don't want to cut you guys off, and I know you guys are probably in the middle of taping. I took you guys off the air because there's no audio at all.
Okay.
And
yeah,
stay to have dead air.
Yeah.
So you guys have got to fix this audio issue like ASAP.
All right. We got you.
What more can I do, Double A? Is there anything I can
do on
my head?
I don't know about that, but we can't have dead air. I don't know what to tell you. What did you change any of your settings? And I know this is going to be on the download. Deal with it, people. Anyway.
No, I
have to start with that line today.
Of all days for there to be technical problems, huh?
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. Let me try now.
No, I took you guys off the air. I have to reset everything now.
Okay.
I'm going to do it one more time.
Okay.
I'm going to set you guys up again. But
are you all right?
Who, me?
Yeah. You sound like you're scrambling.
I am scrambling. It's WrestleMania and there's dead air.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know.
Sound like Vince at Beware Dog. One and two.
No, this is not the day to have an issue like this.
Oh, man.
Okay, this is the day we get an audience and we get listeners and this and that. New ears.
Yeah.
We don't need technical problems today.
There you go.
The WWE network can go down, but we can't.
Exactly.
That's right.
Try again.
Yeah, that was doggone notes. Okay, it's there.
And then I'm going to see if you guys are coming in on the feed because...
I got the feed in my background, so...
Okay.
I got it.
See if you guys can hear me.
And sorry to the people that are listening on the... on the download, but like I said, deal with it. This is part of life. I'd rather fix these technical issues 10 minutes in than 2 hours in.
Right.
Yep. Okay.
Good point, Double A.
Look at Double A with his Batista rhetoric.
Rhetoric.
He said rhetoric.
Okay, right. It's coming.
You guys are working, so I'm going to let you get back to your show.
All right, appreciate you, Double A.
Later.
All right, man.
All right. But you we're alive.
But you were alive and in living color. In living color. Now, you were saying it was very Super Bowl-like, Rage?
Yeah, it sounded, the whole thing, it felt like a Super Bowl week sort of deal. I mean, even with the whole WrestleMania Today show, like I said, it sounds eerily similar. I'm not pointing any fingers to another pregame show that I happen to enjoy a whole lot. It comes on Tiffany Network, that being on CBS. I'm not pointing any fingers, but... but it was a good idea. I mean, I'm not going to knock them on that. They have the network, so I assume that this is what they have to do. They got to build it like a Super Bowl now because they got the network. So.
Well, we'll...
Not a bad try, just, you know...
Right.
Speaking of WWF television, last night I was watching the Hall of Fame, and it made me think that I listened to the download, and I was highly offended by something you said about Scott Hall going into the Hall of Fame.
What'd I say?
Now, you stated that since Kofi Kingston has won as many or more IC titles as Scott Hall, he should go in the Hall of Fame, as a joke.
Yeah, I just said that as a joke. My issue with Scott Hall is this, and it's always been this. I'm not taking it away from the Razor Ramon gimmick, but if you take away the NWO and...
You can't take away the NWO,
though. One good match... And that was that ladder match against Shawn Michaels. Outside of that, and like I said, I know I'm in a minority. I know I'm a fickle wrestling fan. But in the whole majority of the whole thing, I don't see it.
He helped make guys like Six, Diesel. He had good matches with Sid. And the thing about it, he's one of those guys that didn't need the title to get over. You know, that's why I respect, you know, I give love to Scott Hall.
Right.
Because a lot of people when their wrestler, their favorite wrestler is over, you got to get the title. You got to get the title. No, you don't. Right. You just got to be able to go. If you're able to go and you draw money, you're good. Right. You know? But the ladder match, of course, those put them on the map. But that guy is a Hall of Famer, man. And Kofi Kingston can wish to have the career style.
Well, we'll agree to disagree. Because I think you also, because if you are going to count, if you're just keeping everything in this wrestling perspective, I guess you see him as that. But I look at the whole. It's kind of like Michael Irvin. You look at what he did on the field, true, but you also got to look at what he did off the field. He did just as much bad as he did good. And
but he's a three.
Scott Hall did a lot of bad, too.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
What's
you
that?
Can't take that away from him.
Can't take that away from him, but look what he did off the field. That counts, too. And
that don't matter. He didn't get paid to do stuff off the field. He got paid to do stuff on the field.
You have to.
That's where people get it mixed, screwed about it. Athletes and anybody, you get paid within your profession. Now, if you want to go and do something off the field, you have to, you know, go through the repercussions of that.
I'm just saying that you have to look at it from a total athlete's whole point of view. And I'm sorry, man, he didn't represent it well at the end. And
but Will, let me ask you a question.
Even in WCW, he didn't represent it good in the end. He represented it worse.
Toward the end, you know, he's battling his issues. You know, a normal person would have went and got help. Cool. But, you know, at his apex, I'm thinking he deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying. At his apex.
So you're looking. People, so you're looking at the apex of his career, not the whole thing.
Because real talk, the apex is what I believe gets a lot of those guys into the Hall of Fame. Because you know, once you get to the end, you're telling off.
Right.
You know, you get what I'm saying? So it's like when you were on your ascend, how hot were you?
Mm-hmm.
How relevant were you? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if you put butts in seats and sold merch when it was your time to do it, that'll get you in. You know what I mean? I think that's all, you know, because you can't judge them, you know, by the beginning. That's anybody. Because they're just breaking in, you know, going through the BS or whatever. But when they get the ball and, you know, have a chance to run with it, be it with an IC belt, tag team title, you know what I'm saying? What do you
point.
Do with it?
I see your point. I do. It's just the fact that when I look at a Hall of Famer, I look at a guy who embraces all of it, not just what he did in the ring. Is he an ambassador for what he's done outside of just performing? And I don't think that he's a very good ambassador for that outside of it. If anything, he makes it tougher for you to be a wrestling fan. We look at him now. If you just look at the contest, what he did in the ring, that's fine. But you have to look at. I look at the whole thing, the whole perspective of it, and I just don't see it. I just don't see it. Let me head on over back to the phone lines. Cat Lee from Baltimore, line number 3. Lee, what's up, man?
What's up, Will?
There's that guy.
Lee. What's
hey, look, I'm just going to chime in real quick. I'm going to hang up because I'm on the crew. I kind of agree with Tony C. I think that a lot of times you look at people in their personal lives and try to match that with their achievements they did in the ring. How many people had dirt back then before it was the internet and you didn't know what they did personally? And that wasn't used against them, but now we live in a day and age where you can delve in people's lives. So you want to hold that against them. And I don't think that's fair. If you're on your job, say for example you're on your job and you cheat on your wife, or, you know, you do something outside, you have a drug habit. That shouldn't be used against you when it's time for promotions or award ceremonies and stuff like that. That's your personal life. Now, if you've done something that affects the business, your personal life affects the business. That's different, like what Jeff Hardy did. You know what I'm saying? But he had some demons out there. There's a whole lot of people had drug problems they recovered from. Shawn Michaels had his issues. Everybody else found God later on in life. And also the thing is, like you said, outside of the NWO, like Tony said, you can't take that from him. And you said he had one good match. I mean, somebody can say the same thing about Booker T. You know what I'm saying? Somebody can say, and we know we can't go, and Booker T is one of my favorites. I think Booker T deserved to be in. I think that when it comes to title range, you really can't include them because that's something that's given. It's not like in football, basketball, where you know your actual skill gets you that win. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of times people win championships based off of how well they like, who knows them, who wants to put them over. Oh, I don't like this person, so this person's going to win.
Right.
And that's not fair either. I mean, it's still a Ric Flair. Ric Flair could have easily been. Hey, look, they could have easily been somebody else being Hulk Hogan. Not saying that they would have did it better or worse, but somebody else could have easily been that. Somebody else could have easily been Razor. They did another Razor Ramon. It didn't work. They did another Diesel. It didn't work. So, you know, I just think that a lot of people, we put a lot on these celebrities and stuff.
On their personal
lives. On their personal lives. We just now finding out now, since the age of the internet, what people have done 20, 30 years ago. By that time, before then, all we saw was what they allowed us to see on TV. That's all we really see. And we judge people based off of that. So when it comes to Scott Hall, I mean, yeah, he made some personal things that harmed him and maybe his close family. But when we look back at our lives, how many times, how many fuck-ups do we have? You know what I'm saying? When it's time for us to have that moment to shine for all the hard work, for the work that was already done, you can't take that away from him. You know what I'm saying? You can't take that away from him. I mean, like I said, I respect your opinion. You have every right. You're entitled to it. And that's what it's all about. You know, you have your reason. It's a whole lot of people who, I'm kind of like, well, I felt like somebody else should have went in before them. You know, but, so I mean, I 100% respect your opinion. I'm just siding with Tony on it because, you know, I just feel like there are people who, see, like, you hear people, and I heard some people make comments, even right on this very network last night, was like, yeah, Scott Hall, until he fall off the wagon. I mean, come on now. How many of us have addictions and stuff, whatever it may be? It may not be life-threatening. But they already judging a man until he fall off. I mean, as much as I don't care for Jeff Hardy for what he had done, I don't do that for him. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say when this man fall off. And I've heard people say that. Because, you know, he could be clean and stay clean. All I'm saying is that, you know, when you do fuck up, there should be a penalty. There should be a penalty for what you do. But at the same time, the penalty should justify what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Jeff Hardy, I feel like, paid his dues. He can go off and do his thing now. He paid his dues. I thought he got promoted a little bit too soon after he fucked up because I felt like he got pushed to the moon. Now, Scott Hall, this man worked his ass off to get himself sober. He was on his way out of there. And I don't think that we have the right to measure and say, okay, I think he paid enough. As fans, I don't think we have that right because we don't see what he actually went through. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, and I say this and be quiet, like, them bumps and stuff they take, we don't know the pain that put people through. We don't know what being on the road. I mean, Jake the Snake, he said it last night. This whole, I respect people like John Cena who, like, look, I'm not trying to have children because of what I do so much. You know, I feel like I would be selfish. I respect him for saying something like that and still bringing children into this world and then not being in their lives. But then you have somebody who'll be like, oh, he's selfish. He don't want to give that girl children. Well, I mean, she already know that. She already knew that going in.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't want to step up on a tangent or whatever, but that's all I wanted to say. You know what I mean? Like I said, again, I respect your opinion about it because, you know, he may not have been your biggest, you know, fan. A lot of people say the same thing about Coco. There's a whole lot of people that stand. I'm like,
man, don't even get me started on Coco, man. Don't even get me started on Coco.
That's what I'm saying. There's a whole lot of people in it. That's what I'm like, wow, why did he?
Let me get started on Coco.
But I mean, this, at the end of the day, and Lex had said this years ago, and I couldn't agree more. The Hall of Fame is booked like a pay-per-view.
Right.
And it's an event. So they are going to have, they have to have big names, the marquee names that are up there. Even if that person, whatever they're going to do to sell tickets and sell seats, you know, they're not worried about eligibility or any of that stuff. They're worried about how can we book this. So this is part of our big, like Ray said, Super Bowl, where it's the place everybody want to be. Because at the same time, you know, there's other wrestling events going around. They want to draw in everybody. They want everybody in. They don't want people going to Dragon Gate, ROH, and all these other places. They want everybody they can in these places to be a part of their personal event. They're already trying to shut out all these other wrestling events from being in the city they run in during WrestleMania. So, you know, they want to sell tickets. And, I mean, that's just how it is at the end of the day. But I'm gonna go ahead and keep on listening. I'm actually excited for not just WrestleMania today, but I'm excited to be a part of Rant EM and what everything is going on here. You know, part of it too. And that makes it even more fun. But I'm gonna keep going on listening, and y'all take care.
Thank you for the phone call, Lee. We appreciate you chiming in.
No problem, brother. No problem, paper.
And Will, just one more quick thing on the Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir.
It's legit. It's legitimized right now, but when we get to that point where we're like, okay, now, come on. Like, if they announce next year, Ahmed Johnson going into the Hall of Fame.
I protest.
You know what I'm saying?
I protest at
that
moment.
That's when we're going to be like, all right, they need to stop.
I protest at that moment. I will protest at that moment. Let me bring on longtime caller. Surfer, how you doing, man?
Y'all need to stop. I mean,
I'm just saying, if they announce Ahmed Johnson going into the Hall of Fame, they need to shut it down. They're like, no more.
What's so bad about him anyway? What's so bad about him?
Did you...
I've seen some Ahmed Johnson. And I've saw nothing wrong with him.
You need to go back and watch all the
Ahmed Johnson. There's nothing wrong with Ahmed Johnson.
You look at Ahmed, like I told you about Scott Hall, you have to look at it as a whole. Look at Ahmed Johnson as a whole. And you tell me he Hall of Fame worthy. You tell me that. Hell no.
That's some buffoonery.
Hell no, he ain't no Hall of Fame. Hell no.
I thought it was my chance to talk.
That was some judgmental motherfucker.
No, we not being judgmental. We judging... The man had, what, two IC title reigns?
They didn't mean to curse so early in the morning, but jeez. Y'all are some judgmental. Y'all are some...
Go on, Rage.
What's a memorable Ahmed Johnson match?
Don't worry. Yeah, don't worry. We'll wait.
I'll give it to you when I think of it.
Go on, Surfer, man. Go on. What was your opinion, Surfer? Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm going to talk now. You just started talking over me.
Just go.
We're sorry, Surfer. Go ahead, Surfer.
Go ahead.
Every year, y'all complain about people going into the Hall of Fame. Why? Who cares who goes in and who doesn't go in? Why does it matter? This is not...
Because as wrestling fans, we deserve good names.
This is not based off actual wins and losses, okay?
No, this is based off your contribution to the business.
Right, and who decides that?
The fans.
Just don't vote on...
If you want to talk about contributions to the business, then tell me why Drew Carey is...
The fans don't vote.
That's entertainment.
That's celebrity. That's different. Let me head on to call her in the 870. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
Hello, it is Jordan Worth Cobb.
What's up, man?
Damn.
Jordan Cobb up early this morning.
We got Jordan in the line. What's up, Jordan?
Hey.
Get over that hangover from Friday.
Amazingly, I wasn't hung over on Friday. I really didn't even get that drunk. I mean, I had a couple scotches and...
I remember when the guy didn't drink.
You had some moments there, bud.
He said he didn't get that drunk.
Okay, to be fair, that fun show got way out of fucking hand at one point.
Yeah, it did.
That's what it was supposed to do.
Oh, man.
That's why it's called a fun show.
And again, you didn't support me. Thanks a lot.
Look, I was trying to be not too hungover to go see fucking Captain America yesterday, all right?
We went way past the wrestling call-in show on the fun show. It was just a full-on war on the mics.
Wow.
Yeah, fair, when someone is trying to describe the transcript of Hulk Hogan's fucking sex life, I kind of...
Yes, I wanted to, and I still want to. Why not?
I don't want our listeners to be scarred for life.
Oh, please.
Yes.
You got deviants trying to read.
Scarred for life.
Please, do not scar them for life. Please, don't do that.
You've been scarred for life on this network by countless
other people. You're going to be scarred for life after the night.
We've been scarred for life by countless other people on this network and on the rant. I'm not going to point any fingers, Stevie Ray.
M. Cook in the chat is wondering if Kevin Nash will go in the Hall of Fame as Diesel first.
He doesn't want to go in.
No, he doesn't want to go in as Diesel.
Wait, he doesn't? Why not?
He doesn't want to go in, period. I don't know why, but he doesn't want to go in.
If the NWO goes in next year, he's going in kicking and screaming.
Yep.
Now, he'll go in if they give cut him a big enough check. So.
That's true, too. That's true, too. Now, you know Nas is doing.
That's what I think it comes down to with some of these people. It's like, you got a check for me? Yeah, I'll go in.
Yeah. Nas is a money hole.
What I'm worried about is if Kevin Nash's future Hall of Fame induction will tear his quad up.
See, that's just wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
Disrespectful you see, to y'all, say something like
walk up on the stage.
You're messing with the clique now.
That's just wrong,
okay?
Man, I ain't scared of the...
I ain't trying to...
Why y'all gotta go there by Kevin Nash's quads? Okay, he got bad quads.
I ain't scared of the...
Hey, let me ask you this, Ray, since you want to go on Kevin Nash.
I'm not scared of the rascal...
Who's the first one to be Goldberg?
Huh?
Who's the first person to be Goldberg?
Scott Hall?
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't Scott Hall. No, it was
Kevin Nash.
It was Kevin Nash.
It's all about Gilbert.
Man, Goldberg deserves to be in the Hall of Fame just like everyone else.
Did you say Goldberg? I'll tell you what.
If there's ever a day that The Rock is inducted first and Sting and people like Sting and Goldberg have to wait, I'm gonna have an issue with that.
He should have to wait. He's a day, bro.
Shouldn't have to wait.
Real quick.
Goldberg actually performed
someone
on a pay-per-view
against Mongo. Someone of Goldberg's caliber doesn't have to wait. Shouldn't have to wait to
Goldberg's
be Goldberg's
caliber.
Someone like the
Goldberg
Rock.
Had a match with Mongo.
Not fair.
He high caliber or something.
Oh yeah.
Words
Goldberg should
what
wait.
To this business. What happened to this business?
Let me say real quick before we get too far along. Let me acknowledge the chat room very quickly. Double A is in the chat. Cash Cow's in the chat. M Cook is in the chat. Lex is in the chat. How you doing, guys? Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting the show this afternoon. I do appreciate that.
Luger should get in before Goldberg.
I'm about to ask you that, Tony C. You read my mind. Yep. I'm about to ask you that. All right, guys, let's go ahead and start.
I'm still going to petition for China to be in the Hall of Fame.
Shut up, Rage.
For what, Rage?
As much as that's an unpopular opinion, China deserves to go in. Here's the thing. Compare China to, let's say, Chris Benoit, okay? China didn't kill anybody.
They ain't even no comparison.
China didn't kill himself.
They ain't even no comparison.
Are we really gonna go down?
China didn't kill himself.
All China did was record a couple of porn movies. So what? The only reason why she's probably not gonna go in is because of a stupid moral reason.
The only reason why she ain't gonna go in the Hall of Fame is because she's never going in the Hall of Fame.
You don't know what you're talking about.
The only time she'll go in is Stephanie McMahon votes off on it.
Dead and in her grave.
And then she'll be dead by the time she get in the Hall of Fame. So there you go.
She ain't got that much time left, so whatever.
Look, I feel like China's going to go away one day. I truly do. She did a lot for that company, even Chance Lost the Women's Wrestling around the time of the Attitude Era.
I'm just saying, man.
What did China contribute to wrestling?
She's the first female Intercontinental Champion. Like, that's just
She was a pioneer of the women's division.
No,
she wasn't.
Pioneer?
How is she a pioneer of the ladies' division when Jeff Jarrett...
Please explain this. I need to hear this.
I know.
This is Must Hear Radio.
Let me hear what you got to say on that, Rage.
How is she a pioneer? Let's face it. In the Attitude Era, she was one of the main chicks. She like Jacqueline can hang with dudes. She's won titles that the males could win. She was the IC champion of the hardcore champion. Why not?
Jazz deserved to be in the Hall of Fame more than China.
Oh my God! Wait,
she could actually wrestle.
Now we got an issue.
China was a valet that hit people in the nut. That's it.
You have to,
The Jazz beat Trish at Mania. Jazz. That's all I got to say.
By the way, I don't mean to go off on another tangent, but of course Charmel was looking mighty ugly last night. That's all I'm going to say on
that. Disrespectful. God someone.
Damn it. Yeah, stop talking
about Charmel. Was China there last night?
I don't care if China was there. She doesn't need to be there. As long
she's
as
not even
there.
Allowed on the
premises. Hello, yeah. Welcome to Fashion Police. WrestleMania at this show.
She don't need to be there with the likes of that gargoyle Charmel. And
look, Ray, you need to slow it down, my friend.
For real. Real rain co-hosting.
Alright, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you grade Charmel at? Scale of 1 to 10.
Whatever's on that scale, I give it 10 more than I do China.
Alright, I'm done.
There you go.
I'm done.
China in the negative.
I'm done.
I'm gonna take it from the way Cash Cow just said it in the chat. China was the first transgender IC champion.
She ain't no trans.
The first transgender.
I'm gonna ask you guys a question. Let me ask you guys a question.
Go ahead.
So old.
Check this out. This is everybody.
Okay.
All right. You walk into a bar. Mm-hmm. Straight in the bar. Mm-hmm. You got China on the left side of the room. Mm-hmm. Stephanie McMahon on the right side. Mm-hmm. Which way are you going?
Stephanie.
Okay. I'm gonna be completely honest. I've always kind of had a thing for Stephanie McMahon because I like a powerful woman and also I think she's sexy as hell.
Stephanie McMahon for me.
I'm going to go with Stephanie.
Stephanie McMahon for me. Stephanie McMahon.
Also,
what about you, sir?
Also, if we remember an episode of SmackDown with John Cena, she's got an ass on her.
I have to ask, why am I in the bar? Am I in the bar for some drinks? Or to get some ass.
You in the bar to possibly get some ass and find a potential, you know, future, young lady.
Why can't you get drinks and ass?
No, I'm saying, like, what's the primary thing?
Let's not say a bar in your case, Surfer. Okay, let's go. Discotheque.
All right, you know what? How about this? Surfer is in the aisle of spam.
Let me talk. I'm trying to talk. If I'm there just to have some drinks, right, and that's it, you know, I'm getting my juice in, going home, then, you know, I might walk to China because she may slam them down. But I'm there to get some ass. I'm going to a Stephanie McMahon because I want to wake up in the morning and feel like I accomplished something.
I don't have to qualify it with anything. It's going to be Stephanie all day.
Exactly. Great.
Man, it depends on what Stephanie you're talking about. If it's Stephanie and now, I want nothing to do with it.
Hey, Rage, when you get a transcript of a Stephanie McMahon sex tape,
if you're giving me the Stephanie of, let's say, 2003, I'll take it.
Rage. If you woke up,
but it's China all the way.
One morning and rolled over and looked at China, would you be happy?
So China took you home and then she wanted to reverse it on you. What would you do? How you gonna stop?
This is scary, guys. This is scary, guys. I got Rage of Fantasy right here. He wants China on one side and ODB on the other. That's
AJ
right
on
there.
And AJ on the far left, and if you Kingston got, on the far
if you,
right.
If you
and
if you
right
got
in
China,
the middle of me is Jody Arias.
If you got China and you got ODB in the same room, trust me, you ain't gonna have nobody else in there. Don't nobody else but you want to be seen with
Paul
either
and
one
Pat
of them.
In there. That's it.
Trust that. Don't nobody else. Don't nobody but you want to be seen with either one. Them hog washers. Tell you that right now.
I'll be seen with any one of them. I don't care.
You can have them both.
I don't care what the public opinion of me is.
You can have them
I walked into a family function with China.
Anyway.
My family disowned me.
Oh my god, what the hell is going on?
Tony C ain't got no family.
if I walk in with China, I wouldn't.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and start getting to this WrestleMania breakdown. I don't know if I'm still feeling this card or not, but we'll talk about that. Let me also say, Big Tone's in the chat. How you doing, Big Tone?
Big Tone, the Midnight Express.
Big Tone is really
going to start.
Big Tone is really going to stop riding this whole surfer wave of questioning who I can have sex with and who I not and who I can't. Because this is it's getting
Rave.
Pretty.
You put yourself in that position
by
saying things like trying to look good, man. People question that.
It doesn't matter who I can and can't. It doesn't matter who I can and can't do for crying out loud. It doesn't matter.
But when you say things like trying to look good,
if I put my mind to it, I can do whatever the hell I want.
Okay, let's all just calm down and remember. In order to one rule, there's no sex in the champagne room.
And I'll put my mind to it. I can do whatever I want.
Well, so you think you could have China if you wanted to, Rage?
I'll put my mind to it. I can do whatever I want.
There you go.
Well, why don't you do that?
You know what?
Why don't you go
Let's
do that?
Let's all start a Kickstarter. Let's get him to fuck China.
Yeah, put in a hundred grand, and I'll make it work.
To get China, it'll take less than $100,000. You just gotta know where to put it, you know what I mean.
Exactly. All right.
Oh my God.
All right. Yeah. Let's go over some of the WrestleMania questions I have here. Gonna try to keep it to Mania as much as possible. I think we got Big Tone calling in.
You know why he called because of what I said.
I know, right? Big Tone, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay, somebody's echoing.
Nah, it's not because of what Tony C about said about the Midnight Express either.
I'm calling.
Oh, man.
Bone chicka wow wow. Bone dum 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 bone dum.
This conversation is making me completely flaccid, you sons of bitches.
All right, let me. Big Tone, how you been doing this week, man?
Hey, another bitch. It's going, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
All the Hall of Fame last night. It's good to see how Jake and Stahol look. I gotta give him that. But that Mr. T thing, that really didn't have to go down.
We're not gonna come on this network and do is bash a 45-minute speech, okay? That's what we're not going to do.
Hey, look, I understand the man loves his mother, but...
Get him, sir. Get him.
Come on now. My only issue is... You know, I feel
we are, if you're black in America, you grew up in plenty of fights fighting over your mama, okay? You talk about my mama, you get your ass whipped, okay?
There you go.
My only,
of course.
Right? Rodas Clay looks up to Mr. T. Okay.
And I just want to say this before we move on. I love Rant EM on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Christmas Day, Labor Day.
Tony, see, we're going to get before we
hold on.
Flag Day.
If he's going to do that, then I vote we hang up on Tony C right now.
Tony C, real quick. Before
Secretary's Day.
Ramadan Day.
Tony C, before we get out of here, Tony C, we're going to address some issues with you before we get out of here today. But right now, let's go over some WrestleMania questions.
I got issues.
Come on, guys.
Yep.
Because I didn't get a chance to call it to the fun show. I got busy with my wife last night, so I got some things I got for you.
Okay.
Or the wife.
Fact
or fiction, very quickly on WrestleMania 30. Fact or fiction, guys, and let each one of you take these questions. Daniel Bryan will win the world title at WrestleMania 30.
Yeah.
Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Fact.
Fiction.
Fact.
I'll let you know at 4 p.m. Eastern time. I can't even give an answer right now because I'm still weighing the options right now. I'm way on the fence.
This motherfucker
honestly,
still thinking about it.
Hey, honestly, fellas, I think God will win it tonight. Then Daniel Bryan should win it tonight.
Oh, you say who's gonna win it tonight?
I say Triple H wins it tonight, and Daniel Bryan beats them on Raw tomorrow night.
I thought you called him God. I was going to say, you got it. You got it.
Oh, I did say that. I didn't think you heard me.
If
God wins, I'm telling y'all.
What about Batista?
The world is going to...
What about Batista?
What about Man Bear Pig?
This man will take his ball and go home if he don't get the belt like he was promised.
Go home, then.
And?
Let me ask you.
Who's going to miss Batista? We didn't listen when he was gone.
Nope.
Who noticed it?
Let me ask you guys a question. What would happen if Triple H and Daniel Bryan came up to a draw?
They both going into the main event?
It'd be a four-quarter
match.
Mm.
WrestleMania 2000 all over again, mm-hmm. baby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay. Honestly, God, that was so light being over this. Honestly, I think it's gonna be fact that Daniel Bryan's gonna win.
Yeah. It's fiction. He ain't winning shit.
There you go.
Everybody
else got a better chance in that match to win.
Yep. Than Daniel Bryan. Because the minute you put the bet on Daniel Bryan, you kill him. I still say that to my dying day.
Yep.
Fact or fiction? WrestleMania 30 has too many multiple personality matches.
Fact.
There's too many multiple personalities.
Get so cold.
Yeah.
Back.
Yeah.
Okay, what was the question again?
WrestleMania 30 has too many multiple personality matches.
Oh, yeah. Fucking fact.
Heck yeah.
It is a fact. I mean, look at what we got. We got a fucking 6-man tag team match, a 30-man battle royal, a 14 Diva Invitational match, and we got a triple threat match. And on the pre-show, on the pre-show, we got a Fatal 4-Way Tag Team. Now look, I'm all for showcasing the great talent some of these got, but God damn!
Next question: Cena versus Bray Wyatt will steal the show at WrestleMania 30. Fact or fiction?
Oh, fiction.
Fiction.
It'll still show a Bray Wyatt win.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Fact, if Wyatt wins, but overall, I'm going to say fiction. I'm looking forward to the match. I think it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. But
I think Brock and Taker are going to steal the show.
I think Bray Wyatt's going to beat Cena. I really do.
I'm going for Bray Wyatt as well. I mean,
I'll be honest. I don't see a match stealer on this card, folks.
Wow.
Unless Super Cena comes out.
Oh,
The only person
unless the pieces of the puzzle fall the way I expect them to fall, maybe there'll be some match, there'll be some show stealers, but right now, as it sits, no, I don't see any.
Can we all agree if Super Cena shows up, he's going to beat the whole Wyatt family?
Yep.
I agree.
Yep.
And then all of them are going to get buried and put in WWE purgatory, just like Damian Sandow.
Y'all never listen to my predictions, and so
Bray Wyatt going to beat
Daniel Morgan. I'm sorry, I'm hanging up because I gave a prediction. What's going to happen?
Y'all, okay, CM listen. Paul.
I remember you doing that.
I got a question for y'all. Did you guys see CM Punk last night at the Hall of Fame?
No.
What?
That's a good thing.
Wait, what?
That's a good
CM
thing.
CM Punk was at the Hall of Fame last night.
I don't believe that for a solid second.
Oh, there's proof. If you watch it and look closely.
Yo. Post this proof in the chat. Show me this proof.
Where is this at?
I need to see this.
If he's there,
you better bet your bottom dollar he'll be at Mania.
He was sitting next to Lita last night. If you watch the pre-show and you look closely and you see Lita sitting there, he's sitting right next to her.
Wait a minute, we got some dueling opinions. I'm looking at it right now. First, there's one website saying CM Punk was reportedly in New Orleans at the Hall of Fame. We got another one saying CM Punk not at 2014 WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony. So,
answer this question. I got it from good authority that somebody that was there last night and actually saw him.
Mm, really? Is this a trusted source?
My sister was there. She had tickets. Think about it. So, are you going to bullshit me or not?
Oh, well, if this is true... Oh, damn.
Then, if that's the case...
I'm going to look this up, just to be sure.
if that's the case, then you folks better start puckering up right now.
Why? No, why should we do that?
Come on. Why? Yeah, exactly. Why should we do that, Rich? And everybody.
Why should y'all do that? Because me,
in the first place.
Because me and Phil both said Punk was going to be at WrestleMania. So if we are both right on this, and everyone on this network says he's not going to be there, begin to start kissing our asses.
Oh, Colin, so, it's the biggest show of the biggest show of the year. He even if he is pissed off
now,
put back in talk, and he's going to show up. Come on now.
Now this just proves he's there, right? Let's be clear, Rage. You're saying that he's going to come back.
Yep.
And be a part of Mania as like a run-in or something. Oh,
there's gonna be some.
So you still not technically right.
No, he's not in the right. He's gonna be
look,
in the matches.
First of all, sir, I said that CM Punk was gonna be there. I didn't give any form or fashion as to what role he was gonna play.
I just said he was going to be there. So you're just pretty much stating the obvious. Weren't going out on a limb or anything. You just saying he was going
to
be there.
I just said he was going to be there. I didn't throw any role. I have a gut feeling he's going to be there.
We all took it as you're saying he was going to be there and be on the show.
Be on the show?
Yes, in some way, some fashion.
I still think he's going to be on the show.
Okay, so that's okay.
Okay,
now, so you're not right.
If it's true that he was at the Hall of Fame, I guarantee you he's going to be on the Mania show.
Now, just to add to what he was saying, it's already been confirmed that we're going to have Stone Cold there. There was also another rumor saying The Rock was going to be there.
Oh, please.
Yeah, he was there last night.
The Rock's in New Orleans. There was a picture showing that he was in front of the City of New Orleans sign, and it's officially in New Orleans.
I don't care if he's in New Orleans.
Yeah, because you hate
your role. Shut your mouth.
I don't care about Dwayne.
Know thy role, shut thy mouth, and
You better watch out. You messing with that Surfer's hero.
I don't care. Surfer has another hero. His name is John Cena.
And you like Willow? What's the difference?
I love Willow. He's doing the wrestling business right now with Service. So you better appreciate him while he's still here.
Yeah, and he's smoking it all up after the matches too. Your point
is clean. He's clean. Thank you. He's clean. He's clean.
If he was clean, then why is he like Toby C said the other day? Why is he going around in the backyard screaming like a cat playing with a damn umbrella?
A character, sir. Gosh, know that role and know what you're talking about.
Made me call back in because John Cena is zero.
Yes, he is.
All right. No, he's not.
We can argue about this for another hour, but I choose not to.
All right.
Because
I'm not going to lose against
you. Really
took
your ball the way home?
And Rage had to. I know what I'm talking about. Characters.
All right, guys.
I throw out John Cena. This guy will defend the man. Will defend the man until the wheels fall off. When we started talking about how Damian Sandow was beaten by John Cena, next thing you know, he's being buried left and right, losing to people like Sin Cara. What did Surfer do? Defend him and this and that and whatever.
Then, guys, take it down. We've talked about this several times.
You know, he takes advantage of me not being here, and then we gave the list of victims
that have fallen prey to the John Cena cancer, and he still defends John Cena.
First of all, I don't defend John Cena.
Yes,
that's
you do. We wanted John Cena to be healed. Who was the first person
to do for the man?
When everyone on the network wanted John Cena to be healed, who was the only person raising his hand saying, "No, I don't want that. He shouldn't be healed." That was you, not anybody else but you.
What? Because right. I don't
I
have
want to heal.
Okay. See, I don't have this burning hatred.
But you're not. You don't defend John Cena as much as Surfer does.
You see, while y'all try to call me this John
Cena. Oh, no, no, sorry. You want him healed. That would be good.
I can't defend myself, obviously. See, while y'all try to call me this John Cena Mark, I don't bring him up all the time. You guys do. All right,
yeah, because we want to see how much you're going to defend the man, and obviously you defend him until the wheels fall off.
Let's tone it down.
I gotta give you a challenge.
All right, guys.
We'll mention him for a week. Ray, 10 minutes in, I hate him.
Surfer.
Yes,
Surfer.
I hate him. I Surfer. Hate John Cena. I
Surfer. The rage.
Because
calm
he wouldn't
down.
Give you his autograph, or he touched you,
damn.
Or whatever he did to you, man, get over it, okay?
Surfer, Surfer and rage, calm
down. He
didn't
do anything to me.
Let's see, at the I'm sorry, by the end of the night, I won't be crying. But you will.
I won't be crying either.
Yes, you will.
All
that's
right,
what no. you That's what you.
No, that's what you do. You cry when your heroes lose and
dude.
Lose and.
Well, let's see. Rage. Let's see what happens. Let's get back to Mania. Okay.
I'll shut up,
William. I'm gonna go.
Let's get back to Mania. Okay.
Don't leave. See him surfing. Don't leave.
Get ahead and go.
Don't.
I'll be calling back in later.
Don't leave.
Fact or fiction, guys? Do you plan on watching one of the 9 WB? Events this weekend, such as Evolve, Dragon Gate, Shimmer, WrestleCon, New Japan. You guys plan on watching any of that? Fact or fiction?
Sure, why not? Listen, I got shit to do.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter. Let me reiterate.
I got shit to do and too many shows to watch. And
I mean, look, if you give me a schedule, I'll watch as much as I can. Give me a schedule, I'll charm watch. So, yeah, fact.
All right. Anybody else want to comment on that? Plan on watching any other event? All right, next topic. The Shield will break up.
I'll watch Shimmer. Other than that, I already know what happened on ROH, but other than that, maybe.
Right. The Shield will break up at WrestleMania 30. Fact or fiction?
Fiction. I think it's going to happen at Extreme Rules.
No.
I
think it's going to happen.
I agree.
It's going to happen. Much more down the line.
Further down the line. I don't know. It'd be kind of cool if they did it at 30. Give us something more to talk about. But we'll see. Fact or fiction. WWE is doing damage to the... doing damage to the good it built up over the last year over the tag team division by putting the titles on the line at a pre-show. Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Fact.
Wait, no. Fact. That's a fact.
Because the tag team division of WWE suddenly give a shit again. And it's got those tag teams I can't remember off the top of my head. Where are they going? We're going to get the fucking pre-show. It's bullshit.
They're doing those titles.
We're all historians of wrestling, except for Reigns, because he's still too young and wet in the ears. Everybody knows
talking about?
Every Mania before, every Mania before, it would always have the tag team championships defended on the main show.
Right.
Now, why would they switch it up? That makes no sense. And it just diminishes the belt.
It's a fact.
Even more
they're doing those titles a disservice by putting those belts on the line on a freaking pre-show.
Because that main event is going to have to go about 35-40 minutes.
By itself.
Oh, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
Still, they should put it on the
that's
main
why,
card. Because it's one of the main belts.
That's why they... And Triple H and Daniel Bryan are going to get a good minute, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
And then Taker is going to get a good minute with Brock.
Yep. Yeah, they're going to stretch this thing out for as long as they can. The Big Show will win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
Wait, what's the question again?
Whoa. Hold that thought. We don't know who the last three contestants are. If we find that out, then you can gauge it from there.
What's the question?
The Big Show will win the... The Big Show will win the Andre the Giant.
I think fact. That's my prediction. Although, you know, I got a backup. Because Dolph Ziggler wins, I'll be happy as well.
Next topic. Undertaker versus Lesnar would disappoint.
No.
For me, it's a fiction.
Go ahead.
Fiction.
I'm going to go with fiction. Again, Undertaker, yeah, he's getting up there, but last year he still proved he can go. He and Punk stole the goddamn show at 29. And Lesnar, again, Lesnar and Taker have worked well before. The Unforgiven, No Mercy, the Hell in a Cell match, yeah, they've worked well against each other. I think that'll continue tonight. Also.
But we already know the outcome.
We already do know the outcome, but I want to play the drinking game real quick. Take a shot every time Brock Lesnar makes a weird, incomprehensible, loud screaming noise.
Let's do this!
Yeah, get your shots ready!
Jeez, for me, this is a fact, even though I know the outcome of it. I think Brock Lesnar is just planting the seeds for the eventual streak being conquered.
By who?
By John Cena.
Shut
at
up.
WrestleMania
shut
32.
You shut your dirty, filthy mouth
Sting,
right now.
Sting
get him, Jordan Kyle. Get him,
Sting,
Jordan.
Sting and Brock Lesnar are planting the seeds for that match.
No.
Yes, they are.
I disagree on two levels. The Undertaker is way too excited, and they're going to let him keep the streak. They owe him too much. No. They owe him too much for what he's done for the company. This is a great achievement for him. Anyone that has deserved a perfect record at WrestleMania ever been the Undertaker. Secondly, they're going to lose viewers fast if that happens.
What, if John Cena beats Taker?
At Mania?
Yeah.
I kind of...
Oh, my God. I totally disagree with that.
Well, I'm going to say this. Undertaker to the F5 on Monday. And ate it. So if he takes a FU, that's not even have the same impact as an F5. So I can't believe that John Cena can beat the Undertaker.
No, it won't happen. Undertaker's too well liked, and he's not. I don't think he won't let it do it. He won't let it happen.
He would have to make the Undertaker tap out.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Now,
that's the only way you beat the Undertaker is agreed. Make him tap out.
Agreed.
And Super Cena ain't beating the dead man.
Nah. Nope.
Nah. Careful that one.
Nah. You see, that's the
so he would have to make him tap out.
Yep. All right. Worst matches in the history of the pay per view: McMahon versus Bret Hart, WrestleMania 26. The only one I have here: Big Show versus Akabono at 21. I thought that was just. Bullshit. Piper and Mr. T at WrestleMania 2. Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus at WrestleMania 28. Taker versus
18 seconds.
Yep. We're missing a match.
Taker versus Giant Gonzalez at WrestleMania 9.
That's the winner.
that's not the winner. We're missing a match. Keep going.
Lesnar versus Goldberg at WrestleMania 20.
There it is. I forgot about that one. That's it.
Oh, man.
That's it.
Wait a minute. I'm not done. Hogan.
Now you working on second place now.
Hogan.
Let the man finish.
Hogan versus Yokozuna at WrestleMania 9. Match lasted 22 seconds.
That's because you got salt in his eyes.
Nothing beats Lesnar versus Goldberg at 20.
That was
nothing
terrible.
You know the thing about Lesnar and Goldberg, they both were in there just for that paycheck.
Yep.
And
yep.
That's
you had and 10 that's solid. Sad. You had 10, maybe 15
course, I could,
minutes
but
of...
I could say 28 for the reason of fucking over Daniel Bryan. I could say 26 for the fact that Brett didn't have it anymore. But yeah, I'm going to say 20. Because that match was boring as shit.
Yeah.
I was
just
you
stood
know
around
thinking,
staring at each other, walking around the ring.
Yeah, and again, as someone said, they were there for that paycheck. And you know what I was thinking during the match? wow, I'd much rather watch Hogan and Warrior from Halloween Havoc 98 right now.
That's what I'm talking about.
No. Because at least then I'd be entertained by how bad that was.
Then, all right.
Honestly, the biggest sin of any piece of media to me, as I have learned from film school and such, or in, you know, just watching a whole lot of shit, is if you're boring. Being bad leaves an impact. You remember how bad something is, but if you're boring as shit and don't offer anything,
Goldberg, that's
the biggest sin. Boredom. Boredom to me is the absence of anything. It's the absence of good and bad. And that match, fucking,
it stick out like a sore thumb.
Boring.
All right, guys.
Fuck that match.
All right, guys, I got 5 awesome things here that can happen at WrestleMania 30. Can. Not sure if they will, but can happen.
Okay.
Hogan comes in and wins a Battle Royal.
Oh, fuck out.
I just slap you right now for
if he does that.
That'll be funny. That'll
if
be
he does
funny.
That, I'm turning off. If he does that, I'm turning off my TV, man.
The Shield turns on Roman Reigns. I'd love to see that.
Okay, I can see that happen.
CM Punk returns to save AJ Lee.
For what?
That has nothing to do with it.
What? I know fucking AJ are together and whatnot, and that lucky moment he's tapping that lucky bastard. But anyway, for what reason does he have to save AJ Lee?
You know she in that Divas match.
Yeah, I feel like they're screwing AJ on that one, by the way.
I like getting screwed.
But we said it on the show before. She's being punished for being Punk's girlfriend.
Something else
that could happen. Could happen. Doubt it, but could. A reunion for Evolution.
Don't see
it. Okay, look, I'm going to say right now,
Flair ain't got enough money to be in the group no more.
If that Evolution reunion happens, I'm gonna go find the same orphans I go and punch whenever DC Comics makes a stupid decision, and I'm just gonna beat like 50 orphans in a row, because fuck it.
People are gonna get punched in the face.
Why y'all laugh when I said what I said? It's true. That was the part of being in the group.
You had money.
Yeah.
And the last thing I have on that topic, John Cena joins the Wyatts.
That is so far off.
That would be fun.
I want him to be a heel, but that's not a good way to be a heel.
It'll be better if you go on the Shield.
That's never gonna happen.
That's not gonna happen either.
I've gone through, looked at some moments of a few of the WrestleManias. The first Mania moment I have here, Hogan and Mr. T make Mania a success. Honorable moment for Mania #1, Andre slams Big John Studd. Mania 2 moment, the Bulldogs winning the tag team titles from the Dream Team.
Oh!
Don't start talking about that one.
Honorable moment, Andre wins the Battle Royale as WB clashes with the NFL. Mania moment #3, Hogan beat Andre. Honorable moment, Steamboat and Savage. I still say that match is so underrated.
People remember that match more than they do, honestly, Hogan and Andre, which was just, you know what, I'm going to say it, that match was nothing, it was more like, yeah, the build-up was correct, and you know what, the build-up was better than the execution, but with Savage and Steamboat, man, you talk about a classic example of technician and a wrestling clinic.
And I can't believe Surfer actually hung up.
What a Hollywood ass.
Okay, Rage, you're going to keep it up. You keep it up. I'm going to get back on the phone and light you up.
Man, he can light me up as much as he wants to. All this Hollywood, and he won't he's tired of me bringing up John Cena and The Rock when it's all true.
I can't believe you hung up. Mania 21. I'm going down to Mania 21, though. Kurt Angle.
You jumped all the way over Mania 4?
I did. And I did it for a reason. Angle versus Shawn Michaels was a hell of a match. Honorable mention was that six man ladder match.
Honestly, that Undertaker Randy Orton match was more impressive than I thought it was going to be. That's fantastic.
22, Mick Foley gets his moment, but it also serves as a dual purpose because it shows people at WrestleMania 22 that Edge had what it take to shine. 22, the honorable moment was when the crowd turned on Cena for the first time and Mysterio won the title.
Yeah.
And Mysterio should never won that damn title.
What?
He should never won that
title. You know what? Go through this again.
Fuck Rey Mysterio. He should have never won that title. Never.
That's right. Rey Mysterio was a WWE champ, and Lex Luger wasn't. I still got to gripe about that. I'm a damn fool for an hour and a half.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. Mania 20.
He had it an hour and a half longer than Lex Luger did, and I still got a problem with that.
Mania 23, main moment, Taker beat Batista to win the title and extend the streak. Honorable mention was that match when Vince got the haircut.
Oh, the hell. Wait a minute.
Oh, God. He's been the mark out. Brace yourself, everybody.
Brace yourself.
Mark! We got Mark!
How is it that... Okay, look. Undertaker, that was a good match. Not better than the main event. Not better than John Cena and Shawn Michaels.
That was, but particularly for those two to have that match that they did, that was unexpected.
That was an incredible match.
But the one on Raw was better.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Maybe I need to watch this Raw match over again.
I have to agree with Tony C on this one, Rage. That one that Shawn Michaels and John Cena had on Raw was maybe 10 times better than the one they did on
Honorable moment, of course, was when Vince got the haircut. One up 24. Best moment was when Shawn Michaels beat Ric Flair, who then retired.
Of course it was.
Other than that, that was the most boring WrestleMania I think I've ever watched.
You know what stands out from that match, Will, that you bring it up?
What's that?
The fact that before he kicked his teeth down his throat,
he said,
I'm sorry. Oh, that was good.
He did apologize to the man and say, "Hey, I gotta take you out. Sorry."
Really?
It's like when they take a horse out the pasture. Like, I hate to do this, old yeller, but hey.
But don't forget.
I'm putting you down.
and don't forget too. My honorable moment. Taker and Edge closed one hell of a show.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other than Shawn Michaels and Ric Flair, to me that was one of the most boring manias I've watched.
I'm sorry.
It really was. It was a boring WrestleMania.
WrestleMania 25.
My favorite one.
Taker and Michaels steal the show. Honorable mention. Punk wins the second Money
they
in the Bank.
They still got it.
Punk wins the second Money in the Bank ladder match and becomes the first to win it back to back.
Hold on, Will. I know you're going to pay homage to the King of Kings now.
That was the lukewarm match.
You know what, Ray? You want to go to hell, okay?
You go to hell, you die.
You can go to hell.
Well, you really thought that was a decent match, but now I'm not going to say that was a showstopper or a show stealer.
He came out there with that WWE title on.
That was a show slower.
That glass.
See, my issue that Punk did was the fact, look who Punk beat in that match. He beat Kane,
Henry, MVP, Shelton Benjamin, Kofi Kingston. Hell, he beat the whole black roster. Plus, he beat Christian and Finlay.
That was before he got a big head.
That's true.
The whole black roster. Come on, Will. Really? Did you just say that?
The whole black roster. The whole black roster.
Come on, man. I thought we weren't going there today. I'll join in, man.
He went through
the
color
cake,
bro.
He beat the whole black. He beat all the brothers.
He beat all the brothers. He beat
this. Yeah, he did.
He beat all the brothers. He beat all the brothers then.
He beat all the colors. Oh,
come on, man. He beat all the colors, did he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
He beat all the brothers.
Man, like a hot knife through butter.
Man, that's just, man, will you beat Mark Henry, MVP, Shelton Benjamin, and Kofi Kingston?
Yo, come on, man. I'm not just...
That was the brothers at the time.
The brothers.
I gotta hang up. I gotta get Jesse on the line for this. I didn't even notice that. You gotta march for this. This is some bulls. I got WrestleMania 25. I was just watching it this morning.
Mark Henry, MVP, Shelton Benjamin, Kofi Kingston.
Oh, the
colors. Look how many championships are in there.
He beat them.
And he beat them. And he beat them all.
God damn.
He beat all the colors. And if I'm not mistaken, Kane was the favorite to win that, if I'm not mistaken.
This is at 25 or 26?
25.
Let me look at the case real quick. I can't believe this. This is good.
He's telling the truth.
Okay, let me look at the names. Okay, CM Punk, Kofi Kingston, MVP, Shelton Benjamin, Mark Henry. He did.
You see the ratio between
the whole roster?
Do you see that ratio between the whites and the blacks?
The whole black roster.
I was asleep at the wheel when I was watching the whole black roster.
They beat all the brothers.
Go ahead and get Jesse and Al Sharpton on the line. Call the NWA.
Hell, man, we got to get Barack on this case. This is some bullshit. Did this happen when Barack was in office? When did this happen? 26 was when? Was Barack president when this was going on?
Oh, man. Yep.
Hey, man, look, this better not have been 2008. So 25, yeah, let's do the math.
He calling it 2009,
I think.
Brock was in office and he let this happen.
Real quick,
SB Jones and Junkyard Dog and all this. We never get no respect that Mania, damn it.
And real quick.
No, I can't say that. LT is undefeated. So, we can't complain. LT closed out the show.
He did.
We can't get anything nice.
Real quick, guys. Real quick, too.
You can't complain.
I'm going to do a 4 and a 5 at the top of my head. Best WrestleMania 4 moment. Savage beat DiBiase for the title. Honorable moment. Bret Hart smashes the Bad News Brown's trophy.
Come on, man. See, you know what? This is going on too much up today, okay? Y'all breaking out racial undertones at Mania.
Colors need to start standing up for your rights and start getting
them. Mania 5 moment. Mega Powers explode. Hogan regains the belt.
And Hogan exploded all over Macho Man. Take that as you want, Rage.
Honorable moment. Rick Rude, banded by Bobby Ray Heenan, defeats the Ultimate Warrior to win the IC title.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Bobby held on for dear life with that lid. Yeah. That's the funny thing.
He was holding on like he was about to lose the buddy.
He's holding on to that lid.
WrestleMania 30 underrated matches. The Shield versus Kane and the Outlaws.
Underrated?
Underrated.
What?
Underrated.
Can we just count the number of bathroom break matches there are on this card?
That's why I put it in underrated because that's exactly what you're gonna do. You're gonna go to the bathroom and miss some good stuff.
Maybe the tag title match.
Another underrated match, the Battle Royal.
Can
that on the main? Wait, hold on.
Is that on the main card, or is that going to be on the pre-show?
Battle Royale.
No, Battle Royale is on the main card.
On the main card. And then, of course, the six-man tag, which is on the pre-show.
I'll give you. I'll put money on it that the winner of that Battle Royale, the worst is going to happen to him.
Can we get Kane in his full gimmick though? That's what I'm asking for.
Yeah, old school Kane, not corporate Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking like one of the Mean Street posse.
I got a question, guys.
Looking like the Wall.
Oh shit. Got a question, guys. I got a question. Would this be the perfect and I wish Surfer didn't hang up. I wish he was here.
Surfer.
Would this be the perfect time for a Cena heel turn?
No.
It would be a perfect time for it, but they're not going to do it because he's a face of the company. It's not going to happen.
Right.
No. This is not the right night, right time for it. And I know as I'm saying that the window of that opportunity is just closing, but it's not the right time for it. Like it has to be a better setup than that.
When he turns heel, it has to be a Hogan.
Something really, really despicable for me to. It has to be Hogan-esque.
Bash at the Beach.
Yep.
Yeah. It has to be Hogan-esque for me to accept a John Cena heel turn.
Right.
You can't do some rinky-dink.
And I got the perfect
thing.
The perfect way to do it is to have Daniel Bryan getting the hell beat out of him. And Cena run, walk there. No, he should run like he always do. Because if you walk, you know he turn the heel.
Yeah.
If you run down there, scare everybody off, and then just F you, Dan Bryan.
Yeah. You know he's heel.
Yeah. What? Gotta do it.
Superstar with the best chance to steal in the show. First guy, of course, you gotta put Cena there. Second guy.
Cena.
First guy got
Cena
in there.
What? He gonna do 8 moves instead of 7?
Is Daniel Bryan not in there because you just don't want him to win? Because he's gonna steal the show.
I got Daniel Bryan. I got Daniel Bryan at number 2.
What's the odds Cena pulls out the
Hurricane
Rana
tonight? Daniel Bryan at number 2. He's always number 2 on somebody's list.
Always gotta be the deuce.
He can't be the Uno. He's gotta be the deuce.
If he pulls that ugly ass Uno Corona out of nowhere, that would be a bad thing. Bad.
Tired of people putting him as the deuce. He's the Uno.
Whatever.
Cena's pulling out the Hurricane Rana tonight.
That's gonna be the ugly. That's the ugliest thing.
Hey, y'all, Brian.
That's the ugliest thing in history. Third guy gets that Uno Corona is ugly. third guy got on my list is Taker. Fourth, I got the Shield, and fifth are the Usos.
Oh, we doing predictions right now?
No, that's on. That's later today.
Yeah, doing that
rant.
For the rant.
Okay.
Doing that for the rant. And very quickly, well, you know what? I'm the type of fight the power, brother. So if you wanted to do some predictions after we finish up, fine by me. I still got to get with Tony C on some things though. Mania by the numbers, 339 people have stepped in the ring to compete at Mania. 339.
And a lot of them have been, and a lot of them haven't been back since.
next number is 5. If Daniel Bryan wins, he would be the first man in 20 years to main event the show after pulling double duty and competing in more than once in a match. Ted DiBiase Sr., Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage, Yokozuna, and Bret Hart would have fought first. One hour, 1 minute, 52 seconds was the longest match in history. Shortest match in history was 11 seconds. 18 is actually Taker's streak. Because you got to remember, there were some other type matches in there.
You had the Nathan Jones tag team match at WrestleMania, 20.
You had you had Big Show and A-Train at 19. Triple H and Shawn Michaels had 2 opportunities. So you're actually looking at 18 in the hole if you're looking at single handed. So that's
I want to know where that match is going to be at on the card. Because if they want Daniel Bryan to have at least a fighter's chance. I want to know where they're going to put that Triple H Daniel Bryan match out of the card.
It got to be in like the second hour.
Yeah.
Got to be. Yeah. That's the only way it's going to set up right. If Danny Bryan does pull that off and goes to the end of the show, mm-hmm. it's got to be, like you said, right in the second hour.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Number five again. Five of the 29 events have ended with a bout not for a world title. First Mania, Hogan, Mr. T. Second was Piper and Paul Orndorff. Then Taker, Bam Bigelow, as you referred to, Tony C. Lawrence Taylor being undefeated. Then Shawn Michaels, Undertaker. Then Rock and Cena. 15. Only 15 world title defenses proven successful.
Did you mention WrestleMania 8?
No. I don't think it is.
That Hogan and Sid.
I got it right here.
Let's not talk about that dream match.
I know, right? But I got that it right here.
That was a
here.
Dream match.
Because he was Sid Justice at that point.
It was a nightmare, but it was a dream.
He was Sid Justice at that point. 15 world title defenses have only proved successful thus far. World title changing hands a total of 25 times, including Cena Rock last year. over 60 gimmick matches have taken place since Mania's inception, and four world titles have been defeated four times in a triple threat match. Mysterio beat Orton, Angle, Cena beat Big Show, Edge. So we'll see if it remains a triple threat or it goes to a fatal four way.
Triple H hasn't won a triple threat match when he's been in it.
Nope. So we shall definitely see. Now, Tony C, I did not get all the WrestleMania stuff out of the way. Give you a precursor, some good things. Now, Tony C, I did not get a chance to call into the fun show, but you've been talking and been on the biggest Triple H train I have ever seen in my life.
What? He's the man. He's the
just
king of
kissing
kings.
That
What's
ass.
Wrong with that?
Just kissing that ass.
Why are you pulling for Triple H today?
Because he's the king of kings. He's the number one heel.
So if no, you don't he's not put the number on one him, heel.
Who's the number one heel? Don't say Batista because people could pay. Heel.
Yes, he is.
What heel laughs at somebody when they get slapped?
Let me head on to real quick. Let me head on calling 646 Ralph. Is that you?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? What's up, Ralph? Finally, I get to call in for the first time in forever.
There you go. What's going on, Ralph?
What up? Nothing. On my way to work, and I'm kind of bummed out because I won't get to see all of Mania, but at least they'll give us the replay the day after. So thank God for that.
There you go. Now,
but Will, do you agree that Randy Orton is not a heel now?
I still look at him as a bi wrestler. I always have.
Randy Orton's a tweener, and I have to say, at that press conference though that I went to, that they did let the public in, but they advertised to the public anyways. You know, it makes sense, right? But he still boos very heavily, stuff like that. And by the way, Triple H got really fucking small, like really small.
Oh yeah, he has.
Good lord, and he looks like an old man in person. Meanwhile, Vince still looks just the same. What the fuck is going on? Then again, Vince's plastic surgery's finest, so I'm not necessarily too surprised.
But Will, the reason why I want Triple H to win is people first clamored for him and Daniel Bryan to fight. Mm-hmm. They're gonna fight. Mm-hmm. I hope he wins, or I hope he's the heel. Mm-hmm. I'm for the heel. Like, yo, I hope he puts. I hope he loses and still puts himself in the match. Because that's what a heel would do. You know what I'm saying?
With him being the authority, and he does lose tonight, I see a fatal four-way coming. I don't know why. I just see that's where it's coming. A fatal four-way.
And I hope he walks out with the titles because it makes more storyline. Now when Daniel Bryan beats him, he beats the authority.
I agree. Okay, if it's a fatal four-way tonight, Triple H wins it, goes to Raw tomorrow night with, they say, Sting coming out tomorrow night. How do you think it'll play out if it goes down that way?
Sting will be on Daniel Bryan's side. So he's coming to be some type of GM or something, right?
No,
they should pull a TNA and just say, hey, we could do the Avengers storyline way better than all of you.
Oh my god, yeah, they should do that.
I'm just saying, man, if Orton wins, nobody cares. Batista wins, nobody cares.
Oh, people
You're
are going to
get
care.
The biggest reaction.
Batista 316 says I just flipped my pants.
No, it's expected
Batista
for Batista.
Wins, trust me. Batista wins, they are going to be... I wouldn't be surprised
why?
If people start throwing garbage.
You expect Batista to win. They bought him back.
I would not be surprised if people start throwing garbage if Batista wins.
That would be stupid because they bought him back. The logic is they didn't bring him back to lose.
But the same thing can be said for Triple H and Daniel
No,
Bryan.
You can't because Triple H is the authority.
No,
it doesn't.
He's right.
It doesn't matter if he's the authority or not. People, they
Rage, look at
the
it like
same
this.
Thing.
Look at it like this: they brought Batista back to win the title, mm-hmm. of course. Mm-hmm. Daniel Bryan versus Triple H is part of the authority. He's trying to fight the authority. That's the way he's getting in the match. Because he still thinks he believes he belongs in that match.
Right.
If he wins tonight, where's it going to go? If Daniel Bryan wins that match tonight and ends everything, where's the storyline going to go? They have nothing.
They could pick Batista as the new Golden Boy, and then they trade the title back and forth. They could do that. But Batista winning the title is not the best idea because I think the fans will riot.
Because everybody wants to see Daniel Bryan get a quote-unquote long run with the title.
Exactly. Exactly. So, in my opinion, if they do it like this, put the Fatal 4-Way in, Triple H wins, Daniel Bryan wins at Monday Night on Raw, and they go from there. They get the biggest pop ever on Monday Night after me.
And Tony C, I've always said, since those titles were unified, I remember the first Raw that they did that when those titles were unified. Triple H
said it.
Triple H looked at both of those titles.
He had a hard-on for those titles.
You, what we're not going to do is bash the King of Kings because it has great taste in gold, okay?
I'm not bashing.
Oh,
right.
We're not going to bash old Paul Levesque.
We're not bashing. But
having Triple H win the title might be the best idea in some ways, but in other ways it's kind of stupid because it's like, oh, great. Now you're just going to give him, like, one more title reign left to reach Ric Flair. That's fucking great, because then it's going to bring back that nightmare that everybody's had back in 2009 about him getting 16 titles.
It makes more sense than Vince winning the title
That's
back
true.
In 99
That's
when
true.
You did.
That's true. That's true. Let me head on back to the phone lines.
But it made for a moment. It made for a moment.
Let me head on back to the phone lines. Lee, you're back with us, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to drop one quick thought in because I was listening to y'all. I remember back when Austin Williams was Intercontinental Champion, and even though he wasn't never beaten clean when he was in WWF, when he lost that belt, Rick Rude beat him for it. And that was something that, when he became world champion, that was one of the feuds they built that off of the fact that Rick Rude had beat him once and he was going to beat him again for the world championship. So even if Daniel Bryan, whenever he does, if he does, but, you know, win a championship, Bray Wyatt is always somebody who can say, you know, I beat you at the Rumble, I beat you before, you know, I can do it again. Because technically, I mean, why beat him clean?
Right.
But if he goes in there with Bray Wyatt, then he gets his sister Abigail and get a concussion again.
Well, he got that one concussion again. All right. All jokes aside, speaking real, you know, all jokes aside, I'll say that. But in order for that to work, Bray Wyatt needs to be, for them to be a true threat, Bray Wyatt needs to be John Cena.
I think he will.
Yeah.
I think he will.
I don't know, Will. I'm on the fence about that
one.
I think he will, but like I said earlier, if Super Cena decides to pop his head out, that's a different story.
That doesn't make any sense because how are you going to endorse somebody and then not have them win a big match? But anyways, I'll talk to you guys later. I'm in the train station right now, but nice talking to you guys, even though it's for 5 minutes.
Appreciate
you. All right, have a good day, Ralph.
Yeah,
we'll see you soon,
off.
Ralph.
Oh,
I'm
going to
head off.
Even,
I'm going to head off as well. I got to get some lunch. I will be back later.
All right, man. Thanks,
even
Jordan.
If Bray Wyatt loses tonight, right? The Wyatt family.
Where did Surfer come from?
The Wyatt family gonna still try to inflict some kind of damage to Cena, continuing this feud. which then can set up another match for Bray Wyatt getting over John Cena.
I'm thinking that something. No,
I think this is another time. John, this is what I would hope they would do, but realistically, they probably wouldn't. We talked about this before. This is the perfect time to get John Cena to be restructured. I'm not saying change gimmick. I'm not saying any of that. But a certain, because, I mean, it looked like that was something that was going to happen when he, with his elbow, and it wasn't. But having that win happen, and usually, I mean, this is usually how it goes. And I thought John Cena was going to win because usually the trend has been for so many years, most of the time, not all of the time, is whoever gets the last lick end up losing the match.
Right.
On the, you know what I'm saying? And it seems like, I don't know what happened on SmackDown. I don't know if anything did happen on SmackDown, but John Cena was getting his ass whipped every week. And then, I mean, he was getting, well, one week he did get a win and he ran out the ring. But the last time we saw John Cena, he was, he owned them. He got all in when he came in with the sheet mask on. Was that the last time or was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm guessing, you know what I'm saying, that, what you're saying, Surf, I mean, these days it can go anyway. We've seen this happen in the past where a person loses, then they win next night on Raw, they lose, and then they come back and win the following pay-per-view.
Right.
It's just the fact of they can kind of link together these storylines to the sense where, I mean, if Daniel Bryan were to win, John Cena still can get a rematch, which he even mentioned before when they did that whole thing with him and Randy Orton. John Cena can still get a rematch because he never got his rematch for when he lost to Daniel Bryan. Bray Wyatt can still have a claim to the title because he beat Daniel Bryan clean. Whoever he wins, Triple H can still say he won a match. He can do it single-handedly. Randy Orton can get his rematch because he's the champ. You know what I'm saying? So there are people already lined up that they can run these programs. And usually when they do run a program with a person, it's never over in one pay-per-view. So if they wanted to give Bryan a six-month run, they could possibly do it with three guys already lined up.
Well, last summer, Lee, with Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan.
It didn't stop them last summer. So realistically, they're going to give you what they want to give you, regardless if we like it or not. I don't want to see that again. But, I mean, and hopefully it would be somebody like Batista or Triple H. But eventually, I would like to see him go against Bray Wyatt and maybe lose against Bray Wyatt. And who knows what come after that? It could be, by that time, they have somebody like Roman Reigns ready, or who knows? You know what I'm saying? This is something that can carry you over if they do this 6 months from now, just halfway to WrestleMania again.
I just want to say one thing, too. Talking about earlier WrestleMania moments.
Big WrestleMania, which one?
We're talking about WrestleMania moments in general. Big E is going to be in an over-the-top battle royal. I think he might win it and make his moment.
Well, Big E should be defending that IC belt. That's a slap in the face to the history of that title.
That's true. Yep.
Because
he
should have been asking to defend the title.
Yeah.
But they've been doing that every year, though.
No, I
expect in WrestleMania, I would like in WrestleMania, if any show, WrestleMania and Night of Champions are the two shows where you would hope, and maybe I'll go as far as say SummerSlam, them three shows, out of 12, I think on those three shows,
every title should be defended.
Yep.
Because I'm still in my soapbox. Dean Ambrose needs to be stripped of that U.S. title, man.
The only way Dean Ambrose would get stripped is if Bill Watts or Jack Tunney was in.
But they should have had a unification match.
I mean, in the end, the plus would be, I mean, you know, the colored man gets his WrestleMania moment, so.
No, he's protected.
LT, so you better be having
John Cena got his back, though. He's protected.
Yeah,
and you really can't say that either because Mark Henry beat Ryback last year, and that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, he did.
That's true.
I mean,
Mark Henry also fell victim to the streak, too.
Yep.
In a casket match.
And he lost that money.
But when that happened, were they promoting it as a streak when Mark Henry lost, or no?
And he won, and he also.
Yeah, they were a little bit. They had kind of started hyping it up.
And he was the brother that lost to CM Punk in that Money in the Bank match. He beat the whole.
Ooh, Mark Henry?
He was one of the brothers of CM Punk.
Well, they know damn well Mark Henry. Having Mark Henry in the Money in the Bank match is like having Samoa Joe on an Ultimate X match. Mark Henry don't have any business on no damn ladder.
Mark Henry.
Rage know that's true. Samoa Joe, even small Samoa Joe had no business in an Ultimate X match.
Smaller Samoa Joe was fine in an Ultimate X match. Don't go there.
You know he didn't deserve to be. You know he shouldn't have been in an Ultimate X match.
He should have been in at least one. He should have been in at least one.
He was in one.
Yeah, but still. If you put him in another one, considering his current shape.
Hold up. I thought Joe was.
You may have a point on that.
His current shape is round.
Hold up. I thought Joe.
Smaller Samoa Joe.
I thought Joe.
Now he's like a Michelin man. He's a Michelin man. Who he is.
They call him Marshmallow Joe.
I thought Joe was in two Ultimate X matches.
Called a go.
Yeah, I believe he was in two.
Yeah.
And he never, and one of them, he never even climbed the ropes.
No, he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it.
It's like a fat kid trying to climb the monkey bars in elementary school. It just wasn't happening.
That was at Bound for Glory, wasn't it?
Yep, Bound for Glory. Yeah. And I keep in rage. I told you then, man, just needs to take a year off, rededicate himself, and come back.
He does.
He's making a fool of himself.
If the big show can do it, he can do it.
Yeah. He doesn't need to lose any weight because that's what Samoa Joe is about. His size.
No, Rage. Samoa Joe is not about that.
No. He should be the size. No. Samoa Joe should be the size of one of the Usos. He shouldn't be as big.
Samoa Joe, when
Excuse
he was world champion
me?
Of ROH all those years,
well,
and when he first got there, he was
well.
Not that size.
Nope. You know damn well Samoa Joe ain't getting that cut.
Will, you know where Samoa Joe should be? Samoa Joe, I would give Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Samoa Joe should be Ming size. Remember when Ming was coming out?
Yep, I remember.
That's good. That's a good size right there. Ming,
but the size he is right now, Rage, that's unacceptable, Rage. Yeah. You know that's unacceptable.
Man, unacceptable is the
now,
word.
Man, let me tell y'all. You brought up a
that's
good name.
Samoa right, that's man, what Samoa Joe is about. He's about his size. His
No, Rage. I've always liked Samoa Joe, but no. That's like Vader. Vader was a guy who was a big man,
mm-hmm.
and he was fine at that point. Samoa Joe is sloppy,
yeah.
Joe.
For no reason.
That's sloppy weight. That's sloppy weight.
Oh,
that's too much.
You know what he looks like? Remember in the movie Weird Science, the one Chet, when they turned him into a crock of shit?
Yep.
That's what he looks like with the mohawk. Samoa Joe needs to lose some pounds.
See the thing with Samoa Joe, he done ate too many Crunch Berries and too many Twinkies.
Here you go.
And he just
he
needs
Twinkies,
to,
man.
And
I'm
he,
telling you, Samoa Joe
needs
Twinkies.
He needs to just slim it down.
Why are we throwing shots at
him? Ho holes, ring ding.
Let me tell you.
It's constructive criticism, Reed. We're not downing him.
And let me tell you, Lee.
Some of us got girth. Why are we?
And let me tell you, Lee.
Why are we putting shit on the man with somewhat equal girth as us?
And let me tell you, Lee.
He's visibly not healthy.
Yeah. And let me tell you, Lee. You brought up a good name, Lee. There, because I love me some mean back in the day, boy. He was one of the few guys. He was a badass, number one, and he was in that same realm, a guy that could win any title or beat anybody any night.
William,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah,
all those Samoans, that whole excuse about Samoans have to be big, like Rikishi size and Yokozuna. And Yokozuna used to be small, too. You can go on YouTube and see Yokozuna when he was smaller, like Ming size. And it's a video of that on YouTube. You can easily pull it up. No problem. Yokozuna, Rikishi, Samoa Joe, those dudes are too big. Back then, the Samoans weren't that big. When you had Asa and Sika, they weren't that big. The Samoan SWAT team, they weren't that big. Hell, Rikishi at one point when he was younger, he wasn't that big. They
he was part of the
you know,
SWAT team.
They use that excuse because they eat spam and shit. They don't need diet.
They like eat that barbecue pig.
A barbecue pig? There's nothing more delicious than a barbecue pig. Watch your mouth.
Watching Samoa Joe.
Really, Rage?
When Samoa Joe first came to TNA, that was the maximum he should have been. That was it. Now they got him running around with skirts on and mohawk. He looks like something that's jumping out of the woods.
What? Barbecue pig? Are you kidding? Delicious.
How is he a threat when he winged it halfway through his match? And you know he's doing those moves. He's doing those moves off of memory, muscle memory. He's doing Pele's and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? He's willing himself
to
do that.
I'd like to make an announcement. As of starting this week, Rage is going to the gym.
You're going to go to the gym. You're not going to do anything right there. But you're going to the gym.
Inspired me to lose some of this girth. So,
don't be like Arn Anderson, okay? Go to the gym and work out. Okay?
Actually do something. Yeah, Rage, you know what you can do, Rage? When you get there, get your cell phone and do video logs.
No, I'm not.
You want to see your adventures.
You really want to see me do some damn video logs?
Yeah. Want to see video logs of you at the gym, set it up, and you could like do episode every time you go. Because it would be real popular on the network.
Because Rage, when you start going out to the bars and stuff, you don't want to have to belly up to the bars.
You know, every time you get on a treadmill, right? You could just take yourself on a treadmill, and every episode it'd be called Rage Against the Machine.
There you go.
That is funny as hell.
That's a great show name.
So starting this week, probably after I finish, you know, applying for college, I'm going to the gym.
Hold the phone. You applying for college? Yes. You want to be a genius now? Okay. Look at you. All right.
And I'm still.
I knew
for
children
a job,
are our future. I knew that song wasn't a lie.
I am 20 fucking years old. Okay. I am 20 years old. I'm not a child. I wish that could stick in everyone's mind already.
I was just messing with you, son. The name of the song is still, you know what? You know what? Always in gimmick. Listen, Arn, get to the gym. Arn. Go to the gym. Work out. Okay? You gonna do that?
We gonna lose some of this fucking weight.
That's right. Don't be like Uncle Arn.
Come hell or high water. I don't want to be like Rikishi or Samoa Joe.
Arn
ain't that big.
When you go up to the bar, Rage, you should stand at the bar. Don't belly up to it. Okay?
I don't want to stand at a bar. I want to sit at the bar.
Well, stand or sit. Just as long as you ain't bellying up to it.
Whatever. What?
But you good. I mean, do your thing, man. That's good. It's Mania weekend. Triple H going on the throne. Ray's going to work out.
This is a good week. It's a good time
hey,
for me to get into. Oh, go ahead.
Tony.
What's up,
You think when Mr. T got back to his pulpit this morning, that his whole sermon was about Kane and his experience in the Hall of Fame? or did he just keep talking about his mama?
Hey, what did Kane say to him? What did he do? Because I missed that part of the
he was taking up the time.
I didn't hear what Kane. I heard Mr. T say, like, "My time gone? Is it gone?" And Kane was like, "Yeah, it's gone."
You're taking up the time for me to talk about my daddy.
You know, Clubber Lane wanted to come out.
And what contractor job did his sons come from? They were like a couple of failed contractors. Oh shit!
No, why the one was out there chewing gum? He looked like Life with Louie out there chewing gum.
Hockey fight! Come on, fight! Hockey fight! Fight! Yes,
I know. Mr. T got back there and found Living Man. He probably saw her standing there talking to Warrior. We're like, hey, woman.
Yes, there's a hockey fight. Yes, fight.
Yes. But he felt driven like by the man, a real man.
That pastor probably was like, "Hey, now calm down, shut up, man."
You know where I came from? Oh man.
I'm sorry. My time is gone. I'm sorry. He ain't get to talk about Mr. T cereal, his cartoon, or his action figure.
Nothing.
On Valentine's Day, on all the days. I don't know if I was watching Louis Farrakhan or if I was watching.
I think he was trying to brag to everybody that he knew all the important days.
It felt like
he came out there with the Bible.
It felt like I was watching a Sunday morning on BET.
He didn't say he loved his mama on Halloween. That's kind of sad. You don't love your mama on Halloween.
I thought Ted DiBiase Sting, and then was gonna come out there. I thought you were watching TBN, Christian Wrestling Association.
It was so disrespectful. Now Triple H did disrespect him last night. by playing in his phone while Mr. T was up there talking. That was just
Mr. T wasn't talking. Mr. T was preaching. He was bringing forth the word.
I don't
care. And they sent out Satan. They sent out Satan's favorite son. They sent out the devil.
Hallelujah.
To get him off the stage.
Hallelujah.
Praise Moses. I'm surprised he didn't try to have an altar call. Even anybody want to come and turn their life over to God right now? The doors of the Hall of Fame are now open.
Even as an atheist, I find that disrespectful.
All right, guys. Real quick. It is 1:47 p.m. Got 13 minutes. Let's go ahead and get some final thoughts, and we'll go on to the rest of the programming for the day's WrestleMania. Tony C., you want to go first?
Great show, you know, and Mania, hashtag all hell, hashtag going back on the throne, and I'm going to watch that Shawn Michaels and Ric Flair match, because now y'all have made me laugh, and I need another good laugh.
Oh, you want to cry?
No, that didn't make me cry, that's funny.
That's not funny at all.
That is funny. You tell somebody, I'm sorry before you kick their head off. You should have did that to Daniel Bryan.
Sorry, ass of epic proportions.
Big Tone, what you got for us, man?
I think it's like going to be like this. I think it's going to be a fatal four-way. Triple H wins. Daniel Bryan wins it tomorrow night at Raw. Then Sting comes out and shows his ass. Get ready for 31. Or, the rumor is, like I said, that rumor we were talking about earlier, CM Punk and Stone Cold for 31. You gotta wait and see.
And just one more final thing. If it is a fatal four-way match, after it's all said and done, CM Punk gonna come down with a chair like Lee said, and then after you lay everybody out, Linda gonna reinstate Earl Hebner. Oh, damn, that already happened. Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
Surfer, what you got? Surfer, what you got for us, man?
Or he can hang up again.
Yeah, it looked like Surfer left. What you got
Surfer
for us?
Surfer M. Punk.
What you got for us, Rage?
Well, for one, Nikki Bella needs to, you know, fuck off. But on a serious note, everyone on the network should really give themselves a round of applause, because for our first year on the network and doing this WrestleMania coverage, we really should give ourselves a round of applause, because especially Double A, who's worked tirelessly to put together this entire weekend for you, the listeners, and all of us coming together on this weekend. It's something that I really enjoyed. And, yeah, you know, we got more to come, folks, so stay tuned. But, we really should give ourselves a pat on the back for this one. And that's all I have to say.
Big round of applause.
Yes, big round of applause for everyone.
Jackson Heights zone.
Hey, William. Hello?
We hear you.
All right, guys, real quick. Rage, do me a favor.
I don't think you hear me.
Will, you don't hear Lee talking?
No, I don't hear Lee.
Yeah,
can you
talking.
Hear me?
Okay, I hear you now, Lee. I hear you. Like, go ahead and hit your...
Okay. No, I was going to say real quick. I think... I got a new theory. I think what's going to happen. I think that...
Let me correct myself. Double A said this is the seventh year doing this, so yeah.
Yeah, it is the second. Seven. I thought you knew, but I didn't want to say nothing.
Seven.
I think Triple H is going to pin Batista and Randy, because he never got to beat Batista, and Daniel Bryan going to pin Randy Orton, and they both going to be champions, and they're going to split them belts back again. Triple H going to get the WWE belt, because he never held that one, and Daniel Bryan will get that world title.
Wow. We're supposed to save your predictions for the rant.
Every time I think he can't get another belt on Triple H, he find a way. That's why I like Lee.
Yeah. They both got the same way. That's true. He never had that one. And he gonna do it. Look, he gonna kill two birds with one stone.
look, he gonna end, look, both of them gonna end up winning that match, like a double count out or double disqualification or something. Like the referee gonna throw it out, they or something. They gonna both gonna get in, and then Triple H gonna beat Batista for the first time and get that belt for the first time.
And the funny part is, he that trickish to be like, I ain't had this belt before. I'm gonna get this belt to Daniel Bryan.
Yep, here you go. That's true. He can pull it off.
They gonna say at WrestleMania 30, history was made when the WWE World Heavyweight Champion was severed in half. Let's go back to you for day. Well, that's right, Michael. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, and, God, and that would be hilarious. And he come out there tomorrow night with a belt on his shoulder, like, yeah, I finally got it.
Now, Double A, now, Double A.
Then he bag him and say, everyone knows that the WWE Championship is the one that matters. You get the B-list belt because you're a B-list player. That's all you've ever been watching.
Champion, and now you're a B-list champion.
Now, Double A said this is his 7th year doing this. That's amazing, Double A, 7 years. So that is amazing.
Woo!
Real quick, 153. Rest of the day, we got Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 2 p.m. Eastern. We got followed by the Rant at 4. Then we'll come back 11 p.m. for the WrestleMania post show. Definitely check out the rest of the day of programming. I know Phil's got something special planned. I know Double A's got something special planned. So definitely check them out. Also, don't forget the weekly programming lineup: The Rant every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wednesday at 9 p.m. This show, The Russell and Colin Show, every Saturday at 11 p.m. Followed by the What Are You Reading comic book show, live every Sunday at 6 p.m. except for today. I would ask Surfer what was going on, but he left me, so it's all good.
Yeah,
all
that good. Hollywood ass. Grade A Hollywood C Nation rotten ass.
Don't do my man something like that. He was hurt, man. He hurt his feelings.
Yeah, he hurt his feelings.
He thought he was supposed to win the belt at Royal Rumble, but
get your balls out of your purse.
Ball and went home.
Get your balls out of your purse, sir.
Oh my goodness.
I always like messing with Surfer. He always likes messing with me when I'm not on the air to defend myself.
Because you can't defend yourself for nothing because you don't know what you're talking about.
I know what I'm talking about.
Get him, Big Tone. Get him, Big Tone.
Get him, Big Tone. Get him.
Don't even go there, pal.
Get him. Don't even go there, pal. You don't know what you're talking about.
Don't even go there, pal.
Big Tone knows what he's talking about. I know. Ooh, I got 2 Midnight Express fans on the phone. Yep, they play porn music. They had porn music.
People just look down on me because of my age and my height.
And so Shawn Michaels is super kick better than Sweet Sam.
That's all it is.
And yes, Big Tone, I do agree with what you said in the chat. It is better on this network than on that other one. On that note.
Will, before you go,
yes.
I just want to say Shawn Michaels super kick better than Sweet Sam. And I'm out.
That's some disrespectful bull.
Somebody say the back.
Whoa. He did not say what I think he just said.
That's some disrespectful bull.
That is real disrespectful.
Am I going to catch heat for that?
Shawn Michaels.
You're going to catch fire.
Wait a minute. If we talk about super kicks, everybody knows Stevie Richards does his best super kick.
What?
Save this for Saturday.
No,
we're going into it now.
You will not disrespect. You will not disrespect.
If you ever in your life say that Shawn Michaels has a better super kick than Stan Lane, you need your head slapped upside down. You need to be slapped.
Big Tone. Did Sweet Stan ever tell somebody I'm sorry before he kicked the head off?
Sweet Stan would do that super kick, and then he start cabbage patching. That shit was hot.
Yes, sir.
I want to say one thing.
Save this for Saturday.
I want to say one thing.
We do know the best super kick was the one Shawn Michaels did on Shelton Benjamin when he came off the rope.
Oh, when he came off the rope. Yeah. No, that one better than Slam. That one better than Slam.
And I want to say one thing to Axel Foley. he said enough of this. Let's get a, no disrespect to turnbuckle throwbacks. No disrespect whatsoever.
That sounds disrespectful.
I'm not going to let anybody disrespect my callers on this show.
There you go.
So, Axel, you'll be on at 2 o'clock. You can turn back into the network and listen at 2 o'clock.
Not choke on that, slap ass.
Exactly. I'm not going to let anybody be disrespected on this show. On this show, no, I'm not gonna have it.
You don't come on this show and put your feet on our couch.
I understand. We're all fans of different shows, and I get that. I understand that. If I'm not your cup of tea, there's other programming here. That's fine, but there's no reason to be disrespectful in the chat, Axel. All right, relax.
Yeah, we'll play that shit over here. Respect everybody.
Let's go.
Down the line. Frankenstein.
Let's go, everybody. Let's go. Let's get this one. Everybody, turnbuckle throwbacks.
We love all the shows on here, with not like that other network.
Surfer, real quick. Let me get your closing thoughts real quick, Surfer.
Wrap it up, sir.
Yes. But there's no reason to be disrespectful. Wrap it up, Surfer.
I don't have a closing thought.
You idiot.
Let's go.
That's why we can't never have nothing nice on this list.
Everybody, on that note, throwbacks with Phil and Dave Mega Powers coming up next, and of course, the Boss Man Double A will be addressing
Double A billing.
We'll be addressing this beef between Dave Mega Powers and Tony.
Yes, you're gonna come down with a Jack Tunney decision.
Somebody,
Hey, make sure you destroy
Mega Powers about that, because that was all totally disrespectful.
Yes,
Hey, look, man.
Anybody talking about wasting a good piece of fruit? Never mind.
When Mongo Mega Powers get it in line, he gonna get it.
And guys, I am out of here. Thank you for being here, all the callers. Thank you to all the chatters, all the callers. Appreciate you guys being here. Double A, I'm gone. I'll see you guys next week. Everyone, please take care.